Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to talk to you about those pesky 1099-Ks that you're receiving this year. Well, my friends, we're getting questions from people who have suddenly started getting 1099-Ks from their various casual sales, like Etsy, eBay, PayPal, Zelle, and any other bank-like sources where they send or receive money. Why are they suddenly getting these 1099s just this year? Well, the IRS dropped the reporting threshold to payments of $600 or more instead of waiting for 200 transactions and $20,000. Every one of those 1099-Ks is reported to the IRS, and the IRS computer is looking for those numbers in specific places on the tax return. Generally, the IRS computer wants to find that income amount on the Schedule C. So let's outline the different ways people use these accounts and how to report these 1099-Ks on their tax returns. Now, please remember, this is just a brief outline. It may be a bit technical and therefore boring, so please feel free to skip the rest of this if it doesn't apply to you or your family, friends, or clients. If there's a lot of money involved, please work with a tax professional. You decide how much is a lot. Before I go forward, I'm going to tell you that some people recommend that you report all this income on Schedule 1 when you're not in business. Please don't do that, except for hobbies. You'll see why as we go along. So, number one, what are you supposed to do if you just use these payment systems to send money or receive money to and from friends and family? Well, let's keep things simple, okay? Report the income on Schedule C as other income because the IRS is looking for it on Schedule C. Then on page 2 in Part 5, deduct that full amount. The description on the line is personal transactions only. And you end up paying nothing. All right, number 2. What's if you're using these payment systems purely to sell things from your home or garage? You're just cleaning things out without having an in-person garage sale. All right, let's still keep things simple. Report the income on Schedule C as other income. Then on page 2 in Part 5, deduct that full amount. The description on the line is garage sales, no profits. Of course, if you want to be meticulous, you can then also report this on Schedule D. In that case, change the description on Schedule C to garage sales, see Schedule D. Now, on Schedule D, enter the amount from the 1099-K in column D as the proceeds, and enter the same amount in column E as the cost. Why? You cannot report a loss when you're selling personal property, so you want to zero out the loss. Once again, you end up paying taxes on nothing. Number 3. You're using these systems because you have skills and you're making things and you're selling them to people who like them just kind of for fun, and you're not out to make a profit. In fact, you don't really generate more money than your costs. In this case, you have a hobby. Report the income on Schedule 1 this time as other income. Take no deductions at all. Hobbyists are no longer permitted to deduct their expenses. Perhaps that right will be restored after 2025 when the Trump tax cut expires. In this case, you end up paying taxes on all of your income, but at least it's not subject to self-employment taxes. Moving on to number 4. You are actually selling things that you make or buy or providing services in order to sell them or resell them at a profit. In that case, you're in business, and the key word here is profit, and you should have been reporting this income all along. This is a population the IRS is trying to catch, folks who have taxable income and haven't been reporting it. So what do you do this year? A, report the income on Schedule C in Box 1. This time it is gross income. B, Keep really good records about your costs to make or buy the merchandise or provide the services that you sold, and report those costs on Schedule C, Part 3, Cost of Goods Sold. If you have costs for merchandise you didn't sell, then they're not really the cost of anything that was sold, right? So save those costs for next year or learn how to report beginning and ending inventory. C, with good records, you will also have the data for all of the other business expenses and enter those in Part 2 of Schedule C. And D, if you have mileage and office and home expenses, you need to learn how to compute and enter those on your Schedule C as well. In other words, you need to do full-blown business reporting in order to reduce your profits. If you do that, this will reduce two things for you, self-employment taxes as well as income taxes. My goal today is to help you avoid those under-reporting notices from the IRS and to minimize your taxes as long as the IRS computer finds the numbers where they expect to see them. You can wipe out the income when the activity is not taxable. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taxes and business issues and EA education free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.